Welcome to Lions on Lit, our Real Talk special with book reviewer Mary Fran Lyons, our version of Nancy Perlman here on Vashon Island. Today, Mary Fran is going to tell us about Dark Safari, a book by John Bierman. Welcome, Mary Fran.
Thank you for having me. So the book today, Dark Safari, the subtitle is The Life Behind the Legend of Henry Morton Stanley. And if people know anything about Henry Morton Stanley, they might remember that he's the person who said, Dr. Livingston, I presume. And that's where that very famous quote came from.
Oh.
He was sent to look for Dr. Livingston, who had vanished into the African jungles. So that is his claim to fame. But the reason that I found this book so fascinating was because Henry Morton Stanley was an impossibly larger-than-life person. He thirsted for adventure like, I mean, I've rarely read anybody else like that. So he was born in Wales, and he was a bastard and an orphan both, and came to this country and landed in New Orleans and claimed he worked for somebody relatively rich, but they think actually just a grocer. And he signed up, he got to be in his teens, and he signed up with the Confederate Army, and was captured at Shiloh or somewhere in some southern battle, and they threw him in the hospital or in prison up near Chicago. And after a while, they said, listen, if you want to fight for the Union, we'll let you out, but if you don't want to, say, okay, I'll fight for the Union. He wound up being in the Union Army and then in the Union Navy. And the person I was reading that was talking about it said they think he might be the only person alive who was in all three of those. Well, then the war ended. Now what's he going to do? So he went out west for a while. And so he was sort of like a soldier of fortune, only he was more of the journalist version of that. So he's out west. And then this man was John Gordon Bennett, who was this newspaper publisher in New York that hired him to go find Dr. Livingston. And so he was in a race to find out who was going to find Dr. Livingston. And it was so interesting because when he went on this sojourn, he had it set up so that his dispatch would get back before anybody else's. I mean, it's very reminiscent of today because he had to get the scoop. I mean, and so this was all about, you know, self-promotion. Anyway, he made multiple trips into Africa. Later, he made a trip to explore the Congo for King Leopold of Belgium. I mean, King Leopold sitting there saying, wow, everybody else has colonies and I don't have any. So can you go find me a colony? I mean, it wasn't quite that way, but close.
A colony?
A colony. You've heard of the Belgian Congo.
Yeah.
That was,
yeah.
And King Leopold and the rubber thing was another whole terrible chapter. Anyway, it's a riveting story because he made multiple trips into the African interior. And I found myself just sort of amazed. He would be going through the jungle and the Arab slavers would be there and they would have Africans that would be their slaves and they treated them like dirt. And so when I was reading this the first time, it had to be, you know, 25 years ago. And I remember sitting there and reading this, and right around that time, we went to see that movie, When We Were Kings, about Muhammad Ali and the rumble in the jungle. If
yeah.
you recall, he had
yeah.
that fight in Zaire. And at the time, Mobutu Sese Seko knew that the eyes of the world were on him. So he rounded up, I don't know if it was 100 or 1,000 of his worst enemies, threw him in jail, took every 10th guy and killed him, and said to the rest of them, look, you behave or this is going to happen to you. And I'm sitting there watching this movie and reading this book, and I'm thinking, not one thing has changed in 100+ years in terms of that sort of cruelty and control and abuse. It was shocking to read it. I mean, we feel bad about slavery, and we should,
yeah.
but badness does not have a color or a country. It's wherever you find it. Anyway, it's just an amazing story of a man with a larger-than-life persona and set of adventures, and just, you know, really a world at a different time and place, but it has many echoes of the things that we're grappling with today.
And quite the con, I must say, if he could get people to pay for him to set up a colony And well, to go into the African interior.
King Leopold was just using him as a in the vanguard. He said, "Listen, I'm you know, I don't want to be chopped liver. I'd like to have a colony too. Can you go, you know, explore this and claim it for me?" And it was, you know, it was so he was basically an agent for different people, but they would give him money and give him resources so that he could go on these crazy forays and become famous and do all these things. And he did.
I mean, incredible skills.
Yeah. Really incredible skills. He was quite a guy.
That's Mary Fran Lyon, Lyons on Literature, and her book today is Dark Safari by John Bierman. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for having me.